Restoration One. This is Steven.
Oh, hi, Steven. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, doing well. How are you?
I'm great, too. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So I was just following up because we're still having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file.
I am curious to know who your company is and what our contract is.
Okay. So we're Local Splash, and what we do is the optimization to put Restoration One on the first page of the search results on Google and Bing. That includes programming into some of the popular directories as well as the mobile platform. Okay. Now,
so
as far
as you're doing SEO work, basically?
Correct. Correct. Yeah. Although you've been unresponsive to us in adding us to the Google business profile, it looks like they've called you on numerous attempts. So when we sign up a company and they already have a Google business profile, we don't create a new one because that would be a duplicate and that would hurt your rankings. So
yeah.
We just need you to add us to the one that you have so that we can, you know, optimize it to show on the first page. And it looks like they've contacted you on numerous attempts, and for some reason, do you have access to it and just were busy, or do you not know, you know, who has access to it to add us?
I have a franchise. I
okay.
would need to get approval from them for you all to be added. However, how long is our truthfully, I don't remember working with anyone from Local Splash or getting or when we started talking. I truly don't recall. And I don't know how
okay.
I paid over the course of the, you know, contract, but I need to, number one, talk to my corporate, see what my options are for getting you added, and also kind
of
weigh
course.
Options and see if it's something I want to do. So, like, I would be interested to, like, learn more about you guys, exactly what you're going to do, and then, you know, before shift, like, just giving you, you know, access, you know, right now. So...
Mm-hmm.
Do you have my email address?
Yes, of course. It's your first name dot your last name at restoration1.com, right? Steven dot Slezik. Did I say that okay?
Yeah.
And Steven with a PH?
Yes.
Okay. So just to let you know, I know you don't recall because, you know, you're busy and you're out in the field, but you've been with us for about a year. You signed up on June 3rd of 2024. And what you agreed to at that time is a month-to-month subscription to automatically renew each month on the 3rd. So you can cancel at any time, Stephen. But in order to prevent the next month's charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to your billing. So the good news is right now you're only past due for the June 3rd payment. But, you know, in a couple of days, the July 3rd payment will be due, and then it'll turn into 298. Right now, it's just 149. So,
okay. Well,
yeah.
Will send me the invoice for the 149, and then let's just cancel for the time being. And then you and me can talk, and then go from there. So does that sound
How
fair?
Is your corporation with adding, like, other companies to the marketing? Have they been cooperative with that in the past? Or?
Well, that's what I'm going to find out.
Okay.
Because,
I just wanted to give you a heads up that we can't officially cancel the account with a past due balance. So if I send you an invoice and the next couple of days goes by and it, you know, you know, doesn't catch your mind to call us, it will reoccur that next charge. So if you're set on canceling, I can update that billing and collect the last payment and cancel it. And that way you'll get an email that the account's canceled and you don't have to worry about further charges. And then in the meantime, you know, you're going to receive that email from me with our different packages. So if you want to, you know, look into pursuing it in the future, we can do so.
Okay. Thank you. Am I able to pay via your email?
Not via the email. So either A, I can update the billing now, or I can send you a login to your client dashboard. When you try to log in, it'll say your account is in suspension. Click here to reactivate. When you click that button, it will take you to the billing page where you can update your billing. And even though you don't want to reactivate, you just want to cancel, I can kind of piggyback on it on this end and see, you know, once it's taken care of, I can cancel it for you.
All right. What I might have to do is call you back either later this afternoon or tomorrow to just make that payment. I just can't do it at the moment. So.
I understand. Okay. So let me just see what card we have now, just so you know. We have, let's see, it's a MasterCard ending in 6357, and I think it's saying invalid number, so it could be that the bank sent you a new one.
Yep, I'm sorry. The problem was probably a fraud issue. That card got canceled due to fraud. So
that's why
we'll have to update it. Yeah. So
no wonder. Okay, I'll send you the login anyway just so that you have it. But if you prefer to call me, my name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. So you can always just, you know, put in that 777 when you call in, and I'll text that to you just so you don't have to remember, okay?
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. No problem, Stephen. I'll talk to you soon. Okay, bye-bye.